In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, Jesus taught his followers to address God as their Heavenly Father. His pattern for prayer is called the Lord's Prayer. Most Christians know it by heart. The prayer begins by addressing God as our Father in heaven. Clearly, Jesus wanted his people to understand that God has become their Heavenly Father. This is one of the most crucial and foundational distinctives of the Christian faith. Yes, to Christians, God is their Father in heaven. What does this mean? The Apostle Paul explained in letters to the Romans and the Galatians. First, let us hear Romans 8, verses 14 to 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit, that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. And now we read also Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 29. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, in all four Gospels, Jesus called God the Father. In Mark chapter 14, verse 36, as Jesus faces the agony of taking our sins on himself on the cross, he addresses God as Abba, Father, saying, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. The Apostle Paul uses exactly the same term in Romans 8, relating it to the work of Christ on our behalf. Christ's work transforms sinful human beings who are opposed to God from being his enemies into being his sons and daughters. The Holy Spirit applies Christ's redemptive work that leads to adoption into God's family. He gives us a new spiritual birth, and he turns us from being enemies to being members of the heavenly family. We become children of God. In other words, it is through Christ that we enter God's family. We become the spiritual brothers and sisters of Christ. As he died on our behalf and overcame death, he freed us from slavery and delivered to us the privilege of sonship. We become full members of the divine family. We become partakers of all that belongs to Christ, as long as we are also committed to partaking in suffering with Him. In that way, the Holy Spirit has reason to testify that we are children of God. In Galatians chapter 3, Paul writes, For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. He goes on to speak more of the oneness of God's people as the family of God, regardless of ethnic or racial background. He says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." In fact, he identifies all believers in Christ with the father of faith, Abraham himself. Through Abraham's line, Christ came to establish God's family from all families of the earth. Galatians says, "If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Yes, all divine promises to Abraham belong to those who, in Christ, become the children of God and the offspring of Abraham. All who belong to Christ are the true spiritual offspring of Abraham. They are God's people in Christ. Brothers and sisters, here we have the basis on which Christians are entitled to address God as Father in heaven. God is the Father of the family. Jesus calls on Christians to address God as Father because he himself did what was needed to make that possible. So it's only through Christ, based on his work, we can address God as Father. Jesus opened heaven for believers. In him, they are qualified to address God in prayer as Father in heaven. As his children, we are dear to him, and he is dear to us. This closeness is impossible except through Christ. The Holy Spirit ensures and assures that to us. Coming to our Heavenly Father, we have confidence of his care for our needs. Still, Jesus does not tell us to address God just as our Father, but as our Father in heaven. Good earthly fathers care for their children and seek to meet all their needs. Yet, as finite human beings, some needs are beyond their human abilities to understand and provide. Our Father in heaven, however, has all the wisdom, knowledge, and riches to meet all our needs. We can be fully assured of that. Christ promised it, and the Holy Spirit confirms it. Also, good children trust, respect, and love their fathers. They have confidence in them. Our confidence in our Father in heaven has no limits. He will never say, "I do not have this to give you," or "I cannot meet this or that need." His riches have no limit. Our trust in our Heavenly Father must be full and childlike. Brothers and sisters, well brought up children relate to their fathers with trust and respect, even though they are fallible human beings. Sometimes they fail or disappoint us. Yet we still love and respect them according to God's design. Our Heavenly Father is the perfect provider. Jesus prefaced the Lord's Prayer by saying that the Heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask him. His love is incomparable. His provisions are unlimited. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.